This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. House Republican leaders are set to reverse the changes they made to their own ethics rules. They're acting after steady attacks on the rules and on their majority leader. Republicans weakened the rules earlier this year, and Democrats charged that the move was designed to protect Congressman Tom DeLay of Texas. NPR's Andrea Seabrook covers Congress and has been covering this story and joins us now. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Steve.
What specifically were the objections to the new rules?
Well, Republicans made several changes, but the one that irked Democrats most was this guideline on what happens if there's a tie vote on the committee. This is incredibly important on this committee because it's the only one in Congress where there is the same number of Democrats as Republicans, 5-5. And so you'd guess that tie votes could happen with some frequency there. The old longer-standing rules tried to get the committee to work in a bipartisan way by saying basically if someone makes a complaint about a member of Congress and the committee votes a tie on whether to open an ethics investigation on that lawmaker, the investigation is automatically opened. Back in January, Republicans changed that rule to say that if there is a tie, the investigation is automatically dismissed. So the change sounds relatively minor, but its effect would be that either party could fairly easily block an investigation of their own members, and so far fewer investigations would be opened at all. And like I said, there were other changes in the ethics rules, but this was really the big one, and it caused Democrats to completely shut down the committee until Republicans agreed to reverse it, which they are now expected to do, and it's all very dramatic.
In reversing the rules, are Republicans conceding that the old rules are better?
Not at all. Not at all. Republicans are not conceding anything about the old rules. In fact, there are still many within House Republicans who think their leadership is making a big mistake in backtracking here. But House Speaker Dennis Hastert is seeing the political advantage that Democrats have taken by, on the one hand, blocking the committee from doing any work, and on the other, blaming Republicans for gutting it. Hastert and some others, including Washington Republican Doc Hastings, the chairman of the Ethics Committee, are saying they've got to break the stalemate. It's causing too much damage, and they say a functioning Ethics Committee is more important than hanging on to these rules that some say look bad anyway.
Andrea, we should mention this is a debate over internal congressional procedures, very closely followed where you work at the Capitol. But did lawmakers begin to sense that the country at large was following this story and cared about it?
That's always been the big question about this, Steve, because, you know, all of these people in Congress, their careers hang on what their voters think back at home. And, you know, in some districts, it's certainly getting a lot of play. Say, Tom DeLay's district, there were a lot of people down there who knew about at least that there were ethics violations against him, and the Ethics Committee wasn't functioning. But in other places, it appears that not quite so much. And so that's always been the big question. My guess as I look at this is Republicans wouldn't be going back on the rules if they weren't hearing from their constituents about it. And several have said to me off the floor that they are hearing, that they're hearing from constituents, that what's going on with that? Why aren't you guys making the Ethics Committee work?
So the rules are likely to change back. It becomes a little easier for the Ethics Committee to investigate someone. Does this mean the Ethics Committee is now likely to open an investigation of the Majority Leader Tom DeLay?
Well, that's another big question here. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Last week, Hastings and other Republicans tried to lure Democrats into allowing the Ethics Committee to work with the promise of an investigation into DeLay, but Democrats didn't bite and said the ethics rules should be changed first. The Republicans' concessions now don't say anything about DeLay, and one senior Republican aide told me last night that leaders are not conceding anything about DeLay and his ethics problems. They're still protecting him with everything they've got. But other House Republicans have told me in private conversations that they don't know how the Ethics Committee could vote against an investigation into DeLay at this point. It would just look too bad. There are so many allegations swirling that he took trips abroad paid for by lobbyists or agents of foreign countries. And, you know, now the Washington Post has even printed credit card receipts showing that lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who is now under criminal investigation for his own lobbying, that he paid for DeLay's hotel rooms and other expenses on at least one trip. That's a clear violation of House rules. So the short answer is DeLay is very likely to have another ethics investigation looking into his work soon.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.